Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Chapel out here in West Texas Desert. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come back into your house to hear your words, Lord, to hear the message that you have for us. We love you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds, Lord. Let us hear the words. Let us understand the message so that we can do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Put and take the stars for and choose. Give the Lord a cheer.
Good morning. Welcome to everybody here and everybody listening online. Good to have everybody around. Earlier this week, I was reading over in 2 Timothy, and this verse has kind of been floating around in my head. So let's turn there. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now Jesus, he was a teacher. He taught in many different ways. He led by example. He showed folks how to do things. He told them how to do things. The disciples, they sought instruction from him. They wanted to learn. They wanted to know his ways. You see over and over again, you know, in the Gospels, where it'll say something like, after the multitudes departed, the disciples came unto him and asked. You know, when he was alone, they asked him. Right? They were seeking instruction. They were trying to learn. And every time Jesus was willing to teach. If you're going to be a minister of the Lord, a Christian, you should be apt to teach. There's a lot of things that can upset somebody, that can make them angry, that can make them frustrated, that can make them not want to deal with that person that's in front of them. And I'm sure Jesus, having these 12 guys walking around, it would have been very easy, I should say, for him to become frustrated. But that frustration comes from that cursed flesh that we have, from that pride, that just iniquity. That's where we need to get over ourselves, get past ourselves, lay down that old man, so that we're able to teach those that are willing to learn. And as a minister, It's not just you've become a minister and, wow, man, I made it. I'm here. No, you're still learning. So you have to be able to learn from those that are around you. Be able to learn from the example that Jesus has set. Be able to strive toward that mark. To continue that walk. We're to serve others as Jesus did. He said that, whoever will be the servant of all will be greatest among you. Now, being able to serve others means, well, you're not going to be serving yourself. You're going to be serving others. See, when we're born under that curse. And the natural state of things is we serve ourselves. And unfortunately, that's what we're taught. That's what we learn. We look to get and heap all these things unto ourselves that we can. There's that mantra out in the world. I think it was, maybe it started in the 60s or something, you know. If it feels good, do it. Right? If it feels good, do it. I mean, what that says is you're just in anything you do if it feels good. I'll tell you, you know, serving other people doesn't really feel good to my flesh, but in my spirit, it feels great. Right? When I'm able to put down myself and teach and see somebody get it, right? Really get it, grasp it. You can experience a joy that you've never had before. And that's better than feeling good. I mean, that's feeling great. That's serving the Lord. If we're going to serve others, we need to lay aside all those things that hold us back so we're able to both teach and learn. I mean, turn over Ephesians 4, chapter 10, verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. See, put off that old man, that former conversation. I mentioned that we, in the natural, we're taught and we learn to go after those things for ourselves, to serve ourselves. We see in the word that there's many false teachers, false prophets, false doctrines. And it's very easy to see those, you know, out there in the world, out there in Christianity. Oh, look at all those guys. They all got it wrong. But really, there's a false teacher that's within us. That false teacher is that flesh that's telling you, well, that doesn't feel good. I should not do it. That false teacher may be more dangerous than any of the others. It's hard to separate that false teacher because it's so deeply ingrained in us. The truth, well, it is, and it always has been, Jesus Christ. Period. Each of us has to get to that point where we believe Jesus. I think it was Wigglesworth said something along these lines. Jesus said it, I believe it. And that's the end of it. You know, there's no other question there. If Jesus said it, I believe it. And that's the end of it. I'm going to read a couple more verses. I think I left off on 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And that's it. That sums it up right there. We need to separate ourselves from this old man and move forward in that new man, in that new body. Amen?
Praise God. Oh, let's see. There's so much going on. So many tasks which fall before us that at times we lose sight of the true direction that we're supposed to go. And I think I'm going to stay right in Ephesians. At 4, but I'm going to go to 11. Tell me where you fit in. This ties in with what Scott was saying. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Nowhere in there does it say pew warmers. Nowhere in there does it say, you know, make sure you go on Christmas and Easter. Those are the jobs of the ministry. Jesus said, go out and make disciples of all the world. A disciple is a student. Once the student has learned to a certain degree, they become a teacher. Teacher isn't somebody who knows it all already and continues on. A teacher is continuously taught. We are continuously taught every day. We get lessons, we get suggestions, we get corrections. So where do you fit in? What is your job within the ministry? Which one of these are you fulfilling? Once a teacher gets to a certain point and level, then that teacher moves up a rank and becomes a pastor. Once they're a pastor for so long, then, with luck, if they keep themselves from being corrupted by the things going on around the world, they can become an evangelist. And so forth, all the way up to be an apostle. That's the goal. That's the goal that each and every person walking into any quote unquote church building should want to attain. Any true follower of Jesus Christ is going to want to attain and move up through the positions and the ranks to become what Jesus wants them to be. Nowhere in the Bible does it say keep a chair warm. Doesn't say keep the pew dusted. Because if there's an empty chair within a church building, there's an angel there. You may not be able to see them, but they're there. Because in God's house, there are no empty seats. There are no empty positions. Jesus Christ is filling His positions for His army as I speak. He's finding those followers of Him that are willing to lay down themselves and walk on this earth as He did. Forgiving those who sin against you. For extending grace when you don't want to. For extending mercy to those around you. And to preaching the gospel to everyone you come in contact with. The first part of becoming that teacher is being able to share your own testimony of what Jesus Christ has done for you to others. studying the Word of God is another step. That study never ends. It isn't like at school when they sit there and hand you a book and you're supposed to read it and do a report on it. This book is the way we're supposed to live. This book is the promise if you will grasp it and if you will follow it and if you will believe. Notwithstanding anything else, if you will believe these words, believe the events, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then your testimony matters. Doesn't matter who you are. Jesus Christ is willing to accept anyone who will believe in Him and on Him. And that's what believing and trusting this book is believing in Him and on Him. Believing in Him says you believe He existed. You believed He walked on this earth. Believing on Him means you believe He died for your sins, and His death was sufficient for all your sins. Not only the sins of your past, but the sins that you will do every day. And He'll forgive every one of those sins as long as you ask for His forgiveness. You have to believe on Him. You have to believe all the words in this book. Believing on Jesus means believing everything He did. Now you'll hear people that'll argue with you saying, oh, the Bible's been translated so many times, it can't be accurate. Can it? If Jesus Christ, which we know is the name of God, if He can do all the things that are in this book, if He can heal you when you have an infirmity, if He can strengthen you when things are not going your way, if He can forgive you of your sins, do you not think that He can keep His word pure and true? To believe on Him, you have to believe every word in the book. And if you do that, He will show Himself to you in so many beautiful, marvelous, wonderful ways that there'll be no doubt in your spirit that He is who He says He is. And if you don't know Jesus, get down on your knees. Get down on your knees and ask Him to forgive you of everything you've ever done wrong, anything that is contrary to His word. And Jesus Christ will be faithful and forgive you and point you in a direction to someone who can bring you along as that disciple and move you up through the ranks. Amen.
They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries down His word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries down His word. The Lord honors His voice. He before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Come the alarm on the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
They rush
on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And...
Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. tears will now be rich with joy. The word of the Lord shall not return void. Cast out your nets, ye fishers of men. The power of the Spirit revival begins.
Praise God.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you gave us this opportunity, that we could hear your words and hear your message, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for going out with us as we walk out into this world and as we go our way. And may all that hear you and hear your message receive you and follow your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.